Well, it seemed a little bit inevitable. We've been talking about it throughout the show. Benjamin Franklin Day Elementary in Fremont neighborhood of Seattle, has decided to cancel Halloween because of concerns over equity and exclusion, which is their way of talking about this in an inclusive way, I suppose. One parent whose son goes to the school is pretty upset, pretty annoyed, calling this out as an exercise in affluent white vanity that is wokeism. That father's name is David Malkin, joins me now. David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. What did you mean when you said it was in an email to me that it was a larger exercise in affluent white vanity that is wokeism?
Yeah, well, that's certainly one way to put it. And I would start by saying, first of all, I don't see any way in which this actually addresses any inequities to the extent that there are any inequities. This just seems like grandstanding on behalf of, you know, the principal and the staff who are predominantly white. It doesn't really address any issues, and it's counterproductive to any kind of equity in the sense that, you know, number one, Halloween, like many other events, helps bring people together, mm-hmm. Helps, you know, unite the community, and has a lot of other good redeeming qualities that everyone benefits from.